the V-Mobile.
Or CEF Mobile, good morning, Ken.
Happy Friday.
I just finally here. Till tomorrow.
Like 6 o'clock, right?
TFW.
It's coming. Morning to you. It's almost good night to me.
That staying up all night thing anymore.
You know how it goes. I've done this for 40 years. Sometimes it's all night. Sometimes it's all day.
If you're retired, it doesn't really matter when, right?
Well, it doesn't really matter. It does really matter. But
that I know we've talked before, but I'm struggling with your name. The name over here is Ken, and we got Andrew in there, too.
Richard, K4ROW. And, I hung in there with Southern Railway for about 40 years.
I'd rather stay up all night than I would all day. But I do like being awake here today.
You go to work, you just do what you gotta do. And if you can't make it any better, you just keep on doing it.
You got a few more years left, but not many. I'll be 65 next year.
I was 61, almost 62, and I just had back problems, and I couldn't sit on an engine 12, 14 hours a day anymore, so I just had to go on and check out.
I don't worry about it yet.
Yeah. What exactly what I had planned from the get-go, but, you know, it all worked out. So, I'm happy.
My father-in-law had worked out near where I used to for a few years, and he was drawing a small pension. Is there, now that he's passed, is there any, like, survivor's benefits, or does the pension just end? Anybody know?
I quite make out. You talking about your father-in-law worked on the railroad over?
The factory down there in Piedmont, and he was drawing a small pension, but he passed away the other day, and I just wondered if his wife gets anything or if that's just the end of the pension.
I don't know, but I would be down there and talk to him. Sure would. And you don't think you got it anymore, don't give up on that. Make sure that you don't have it anymore, or that you do. That's one thing that I've been dead on about finding out about retirement stuff.
5 hours. You had a choice to either take it out, you could roll it over, or just leave it where it was at, but it wouldn't move anymore. And at my age, why not? It's too little bit to worry about. I just took it out. put it away.
Where were you working there? Where was your pension?
I got rid of it. Shoot, I can't even remember now. That's about been maybe 10 years, maybe not quite that long. But yeah, a lot of companies have gotten rid of their pension because they don't want to keep up with it, don't want to keep paying into it.
I was covered by railroad retirement, and it's been good. And praise the good Lord for that. I don't want to see anybody get messed out of their retirement for any kind of reason.
Plans for the weekend? Ken, you doing some more flooring?
It's for that project. And I guess it's going to be trying to reclaim the yard because next weekend I got to work. And then I think the next weekend, holiday weekend, and we're out of town. We're out of town the next weekend, so it's just as busy.
That ain't going much going on, but definitely had to make sure the yard gets taken care of.
The yard cut last night. I cut it high just because it was so tall. I didn't want it to leave a mess.
I want to go to the rifle range, shoot rifles and pistols. Might take a ride down to Union, go to Rose Hill.
There's an aerodrome over in Woodruff, and I see my buddy I used to work with. He's big into them kind of large RC planes, and he's headed down from Tennessee, so he's going to be there all week. So it must be a big thing.
Emails, they probably got a couple guys from the airfield going, but yeah, I didn't know enough time or whatnot to do it. So I just didn't sign up. Down there in Woodruff, I know they do the Joe Nall week. I don't know if that's this week or not, but that's usually a pretty huge event.
What it said it was.
Kind of with the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, but they ended up quitting going down there. You know, they would let us stay, but man, I think it took a ton of service time where we had to go in and do a bunch of projects for them to kind of get them set up so we could stay there. Any of the bad storms we had over the last night or two?
Not for us to lose power. We do once in a while, but it didn't even flicker.
My power went off, but I'll be darned if my alarm clock didn't go off yesterday morning. I was a little bit late.
Yesterday, check the camper. You know, I put those covers over the van so you're supposed to be able to have the van open with it raining or riding down the road and that. And it worked. It didn't get any rain in.
Vent open all the time. I got a little, especially in my front bedroom, I got a little cover that goes inside of it. Kind of adds a little more insulation, but man, it makes that front room dark.
Rain covers over the top of them, and I got it, you know, open so just some of that heat can get out of there. It's like, you know, I don't want it to deteriorate just because it's being in the heat all the time.
Gentlemen, KO4MUF.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Jody. KN4TFW. Must be your weekend off.
Now I'm on my little TF2000.
Sound like your regular radio.
Jake, I like this little rig.
I've been playing radios just by the sound.
Yeah, good audio.
Sucker fan. I got a NC60 sitting here I could put on it.
That rig, I just run a stock microphone, and I get good reports on it. It makes me scared to change it.
It's a cheap radio. For the most part, I think, like the ICOMs, I know those are really good microphones, but, you know, I'm sure they put some work into them.
using that MC60 on this TS2000 on HF, you either got to take off the processor or mess with the microphone to get it to work correctly. Otherwise, it'll start chirping on you, you know, breaking up.
Use a microphone.
On a stock microphone.
Yeah, I've looked in like the headphones and stuff for the ICOM, and man, they usually seem like they're pretty wild setup. You know, you got to have different whatever else to make it work. My name.
Nah, I'm good.
On my HF rig lately, I ain't been much I've been wanting to do on it.
You got the least turn it on, so make sure it's still working, right?
Turn it on and got to poke around, you know, 6 meters or 10, and then I might jump on JSA call for a little bit, but then I'll get back off of it after a couple of days. But here lately, I've just been on my 9700.
Two.
Got it set up, back up and running. That was a fun part, because 2 meters single sideband has been pretty dead, so ain't been much going on it.
I'm on 2 meter single sideband, and I keep a flat side antenna set on that. What do you stay on?
If there's going to be some activity, it'll usually start around FT8, so was it 144, 174, something like that. And here lately, since there's been nothing going on, I'll leave it on the APRS, and I'll turn on my program and run it for a while, just kind of help out in the area that I live in, since there's no real digipeters right there at 26 as you're going out of the state.
Just riding, listening.
10 meter single sideband. Nobody got it anymore.
No.
I double wheeze. Go ahead.
What do you say? Go ahead.
Yep. I'm gonna let up the mic.
Another station in there that you doubled with.
Double, but I don't know the other station didn't come back.
It's that time for me. I done pulled in the parking lot. I might as well start my trek on in the plant. Y'all have a good one. Ken, be safe on your way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you at least Monday morning. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Enjoy that Friday. KN4CFW.
73 Andrews, good to hear you in there this morning. KO4MUF. You having a good ride to work this morning?
Yeah, but the traffic's pretty heavy, and then I just had the idiot. There's three of us getting on the ramp at the same time, the 85. There's a big truck coming down beside us. I slowed up until the truck passed, and then about the time the truck passed, the third guy decided he'd wheel out, block the second guy, and then come up right beside me, blocking me like he was the only one on the highway.
You gotta love that.
There's so much traffic, it's like you're not going to be going anywhere.
Exactly right, but that third guy always feels like you got to get ahead.
Big truck in front of me is dragging a chain or something. I see it sparking on the highway. It's for the weekend, Jody.
I don't have a whole hell of a lot planned. Just kind of mess around here a little bit, waiting for some antenna parts to come from MFJ for I got one of them 214 FB, 14 element beams. I've got a repair, and when I get that done, I'm going to put them up. I'm going to stack them again. I had a set of stacks like that, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to put them back up stacked for 2 meters. So that'd be fun.
I guess it was the HRO catalog came in. They had some 2 meter beams. It's like, man, those things were huge. It was like a 14 element.
Two of them. I got 214 elements, and I got everything to do it. I used to have down south, and then you know I took it all down, and in the process of moving, one of them got some stuff damaged, so I ordered some new parts for it. So I'm kind of waiting on that to come in.
Hopefully it'll come in soon and you'll be able to get up and going.
Just a matter of time, but definitely it'll be fun. I could hit 100 miles away with those stacks. So it'd be fun to get up here and see how far I can get.
Any further than you think. And then I had never, I don't really have a 2-meter rig at the house. I mean, I used to run a crossband with this radio and my HD at the house, but that was about it.
Well, I plan on using this rig, and then I got a Mirage 320G, which is a 200-watt amp behind it, and so I think that would be fun.
You should be able to get out with that.
Thing is, can you hear me now?
Everybody that can hear you may not can get back to you.
Exactly right.
The antenna has good ears as well as it does getting out.
To play on 520, so it'll be fun with that, you know. Just trying it, it'll be fun.
The purpose of like 14 elements is more for listening than getting out, right? Relatives in this week, and then I think they're leaving on Saturday, and that my father-in-law had passed away, but we're not having a service for him until next month.
About that. That'd be good to see some family, though.
Well, I have to go up to Raleigh now to see my sister-in-law and mother-in-law since they came down, so that worked out good.
Yeah, that'll be good. You'll enjoy that, I hope.
It won't be raining today.
It'll be nice to like Monday again, you know, some beautiful weather for the weekend.
Nice, man. It sure was raining yesterday.
Did you know my weather station shows from midnight to midnight, and we got 2 inches yesterday.
Means in the construction zone up here where I got to get off, and it, every day the pattern's a little bit different. You got to be paying attention.
UFRID. It sounds like it's always a guesstimation on which way you got to go when you get there, right?
That is like, now they got the right lane closed for a little bit, and then right as the right lane comes open again, the left lane closes, and then they got to get off. So it's always potluck. KN4 GFW.
Makes your drive interesting, I guess.
What they're going to be doing here, they changed or they put new clearance signs up on the bridges, you know what I mean? Like they're going to be repaving or something, but some of them are less than what the bridge is now, and some of them say there's going to be more than what the bridge is now.
It tells me that they either got too much asphalt in there or not enough. The ones that are less is because when they repave it, it brings the asphalt up a little higher. That's why they got to do that. And the same thing with the ones that are more is because they mill it down to get it where it needs to be and then come back up with a little bit of asphalt. Work like that. That's always a blast. There's so much you got to look at just to do it. I said doing state work like that is always a blast because there's so much you got to look at just to do it.
And then I know, like, all the work they're doing out there on 290 by me, it's like, man, it's a lot. But it's good to see they got the poles and flags marking all the power lines where the guys are working so that they can see them.
Exactly right. And believe it or not, they got different colored cones for the dump trucks as they come up to them power lines, and the cones indicate that there's power above them.
That's good. I know here 4 or 5 months ago we had a contractor, he raised up the boom into the high power lines, and that was the end of that.
And power lines.
Feed transmission line, it wasn't like it was a feed line feeding something.
Where I used to work down south, he caught a big main transmission line that burnt that dump truck to the ground. And the truck wasn't but about 3 months old.
driver got out.
He did, he did. Nothing happened to him. He wasn't hurt in any kind of way, so he did well, but it just smoked that truck.
I'm ready to turn down the road to the gate, so I'm going to go say 7-3. You, Miss Annette, have an awesome weekend if I don't catch you, and I'll catch you maybe on Monday, KN4TFW 7-3.
All right, Mr. Ken. You and the missus have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have a great day at work, bud. Be careful. 7-3 is KF4MUF.